Shamus Space and Tech Briefing for Monday, July 06, 2026. Self-driving startup Turing has secured AMD backing and will adopt AMD GPUs, according to Bloomberg.
Taiwan's next semiconductor bottleneck is power, not silicon, as AI deployment raises demand for resilient, well-located, low-carbon electricity. SemiVision says, Tai Power Chairman Sengwen Sheng framed it bluntly, electricity is competitiveness.
NVIDIA's next-generation AI rack system has been delayed to 2028 because of manufacturing snags, CNBC reports, citing semi-analysis.
Over at SpaceX, the company is set to launch its Transporter 17 mission early Tuesday morning, according to SpaceX and KSBY News.
SpaceX launched 29 Starlink satellites on Sunday from Space Launch Complex 40 at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. The Falcon 9 also carried Besxar Space Industries' experimental chip manufacturing platforms, including two prototype fab ships, for a 12-flight orbital manufacturing test program.
Meanwhile, at NASA, Administrator Jared Isaacman said the agency is helping investigate Blue Origin's May 28 New Glenn test explosion and supporting pad rebuild work. He said Blue Origin has already narrowed the anomaly to a potential engine issue, and NASA is continuing work on the Blue Moon lander for Artemis.
SK Telecom plans a $653 billion AI data center buildout in Korea, the Korea Economic Daily Global Edition reports.
Anthropic plans to buy 1.4 gigawatts of Australian data center capacity, according to the Australian Financial Review, as cited by investing.com.
OpenAI has endorsed the Kids Online Safety Act, the Defiance Act, and state measures including California's SB 53, New York's RAISE Act, and Illinois SB 315. Illinois SB 315 requires AI developers with more than $500 million in annual revenue to publish safety frameworks and accept accountability for incidents tied to their systems.
Shifting to Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos is seeking outside investors for the first time in the company's 25-year history after the May 28th New Glenn explosion clouded its finances. The destroyed rocket cost $100 million to $150 million to build. The launch facility cost about $1 billion, and Blue Origin is reportedly burning nearly $5 billion a year.
Alibaba will block employees from using Anthropic's Claude code as U.S.-China AI rivalry deepens, First Post reports.
Meta is exploring an AI cloud infrastructure business that would let enterprises use its AI models and some unused GPU capacity. Digitimes says the move would aim to improve hardware utilization and create a new revenue stream.
That's the Shamus Space and Tech Briefing for Monday, July 06, 2026. Sources are in the show notes. This episode is AI generated. Verify claims against the original sources.